one of the things that helps people to remain secure when they're going through changes and fluctuations in their income is being able to have access to affordable housing or rent geared to income housing, whereby they're paying 30% of their income in rent, and or their rents are low enough that they can afford to survive on low wages. This is increasingly difficult. We now see that, for instance, large families can wait up to 20 years for an affordable housing unit. In Toronto, a single person can wait as long as 8 years. Even for people who are in housing, they have no ability to transfer, et cetera. So we have a fundamental violation of the right to housing, which is a very serious, very fundamental human right. I mean, it's virtually impossible to exercise even your civil rights or your rights to democracy if you don't have a steady home or an address or telephone or any way of engaging or participating in society. It's really important for people to realize that while they may feel that Canada is one of the best countries in the world and we're a wealthy country, etc., if you live on the other side of the poverty line, it's a very different kind of country that you're living in.